nearly 1,000 babies are born to Baltimore teenagers each year, according to the Kids Count Data Center. And many of those teenage parents become chronically absent from school. In this edition of our series, Empty Desks, The Effects of Chronic Absenteeism, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn talks to teen parents at Benjamin Franklin High School, which has the city school system's only all-day child care center, aimed at making it easier for teen parents to stay in class.
About 25 of the students at this East Baltimore school are parents. Heather Chapman, who chairs the school's attendance committee, says that leads to problems.
Often they have a difficult time getting to school because they have a lack of resources for those who can watch their child. Their parents usually aren't able to watch them because they're working. A lot of them are in single parent households, so the moms probably are working trying to support the household.
And they're not just missing a day or two of classes.
We've had students who have missed months at a time because of issues with child care. The average case that we saw last year was between 40 and 80 days. We try our best to help support them as much as possible. But in cases where they're missing a lot of days, if they are passing, a lot of times they're barely passing, and some of them are failing.
16-year-old Janelle Gonzalez falls in that category. She had her daughter when she was 14 and was absent a lot when she was pregnant.
I have anemia, and so it would be hard for me to come to school and walk up the steps, and it was difficult.
After she gave birth, the absences continued.
The biggest challenge for me has been childcare.
Chapman says that while the school's overall absenteeism rate dropped by 11% over the past 3 years, they couldn't make a dent in teen parents' attendance rates. One couple took turns coming to school because they had no one to take care of their baby. Because of cases like that, school principal Chris Battaglia began a campaign to raise funds to build a child care center at the school 3 years ago. With more than $500,000 in donations from the United Way, city schools, the state, and other donors, Battaglia cut the ribbon for the school's child care center last month.
This is not a daycare center. We're not just watching babies, okay? This is a family center where we're going to work with attachment issues between the parent and the child. This is about providing support with financial literacy. This is about career development and readiness.
The center has a playroom, another large room furnished with new cribs and rocking chairs, changing stations, a room down the hall for counseling and workshops, and an office for the center's 10 professional staff members that includes a child development specialist, a bilingual workforce director, and a licensed clinical social worker. The center can accommodate 24 children.
The center is important to me because my child care is ending this month.
That's 19-year-old Taylor Kelly, who missed more than 6 weeks of school when she had her son at 15. She also has a 17-month-old daughter at the center.
If it wasn't for the center opening, then I'd be out of school and I would fail and wouldn't be able to graduate, and they'd have to remove me from the school because of my age. And that would suck because, you know, I enrolled myself hoping to be able to graduate, and this is my last chance.
With her baby in her arms, Janelle Gonzalez says the center is also making it possible for her to stay in school and work toward her dream of studying architecture in college. She says it's not easy, but advises other teen parents to do what it takes to graduate.
Your education is the first thing that should be important to you and your child, because with your education, in the future, you'll be able to give your child a sense of responsibility. My daughter will be able to say, I'm proud of my mom because she got her education with a child.
School officials hope with the center in place, they will see improvements in their teen parents' attendance. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.